It seems to me that you would be generous enough to give some sort of discount to your own employees,
Ignatius said importantly, after an audit of the day's receipts showed that, upon subtracting the cost of the hot dogs he had eaten, his take-home pay for the day was exactly $1.25.
After all, I am becoming your best customer.
Mr. Clyde stuck the fork in Vendor Riley's muffler and ordered him out of the garage, threatening him with dismissal if he didn't show up early to begin working the French Quarter. Ignatius flapped off to the trolley in a dark mood and rode uptown belching paradise gas so violently that, although the car was crowded, no one would sit next to him. When he walked into the kitchen, his mother greeted him by falling to her knees and saying,
Lord, tell me how come you sent me this terrible cross to bear? What I done, Lord? Tell me. Send me a sign. I been good.
Stop that blasphemy this moment, Ignatius screamed.
Mrs. Riley was questioning the ceiling with her eyes, seeking an answer among the grease and cracks.
What a greeting I receive after a discouraging day battling for my very existence on the streets of this savage town.
What's them bobos on your hand?
Ignatius looked at the scratches he had received in trying to persuade the cat to remain in the bun compartment.
I had a rather apocalyptic battle with a starving prostitute, Ignatius belched. Had it not been for my superior brawn, she would have sacked my wagon. Finally, she limped away from the fray, her glad rags askew.
Ignatius!
Mrs. Riley cried tragically.
Every day it seems you're getting worse and worse. What's happening to you?
Get your bottle out of the oven. It must be done by now.
Mrs. Riley looked at her son slyly and asked,
Ignatius, you sure you're not a communist?
Oh my God! Ignatius bellowed. Every day I am subjected to a McCarthyite witch hunt in this crumbling building. No, I told you before, I am not a fellow traveler. What in the world has put that into your head?
I read someplace in the paper where they got plenty communists at college.
Well, fortunately, I didn't meet them. Had they crossed my path, they would have been beaten to within an inch of their lives. Do you think that I want to live in a communal society with people like that Battaglia acquaintance of yours, sweeping streets and breaking up rocks, or whatever it is people are always doing in those blighted countries? What I want is a good, strong monarchy with a tasteful and decent king who has some knowledge of theology and geometry and to cultivate a rich inner life.
A king? You want a king?
Oh, stop babbling at me.
I never heard of nobody wanted a king.
Please!
Ignatius pounded a paw into the oilcloth on the kitchen table.
Sweep the porch, visit Miss Annie, call the Battaglia bard, practice with your bowling ball out in the alley. Let me alone. I am in a very bad cycle.
What you mean, cycle?
If you do not stop molesting me, I shall christen the prow of your broken Plymouth with a bottle of wine in the oven.
Ignatius snorted.
Fighting with some poor girl in the street,
Mrs. Riley said sadly.
Ain't that awful? And right in front of Weenie Wagon. Ignatius, I think you need help.